feel yourself supported by your chair, supported by the back of the chair. There's nothing to do. You're just going to sit and listen to the sound of my voice. I'll be asking a series of questions. There's no need to respond. Can you imagine the volume of your thumbs? Your thumbs are surrounded by skin. They're encased in skin. Can you imagine the volume, the three-dimensional volume of your thumbs that are encased in skin? Can you also imagine the volume of your index fingers, which is also described by the skin that surrounds them? Can you imagine the distance between your index finger and your thumb as you are experiencing the volume of your index and middle fingers? And can you imagine the volume of your middle fingers as you are experiencing the volume of your thumb and index fingers and the space between those fingers? Can you imagine, in addition, the volume of your ring and index fingers? And can you imagine the space between all four fingers, finger to finger, as well as the space between your index finger and thumb? And can you now imagine all of your fingers and thumbs full of space? The volume of your fingers and thumbs are full of space and surrounded by space. And can you imagine that feeling of space now filling your entire hand all the way up to your wrist? And as you imagine your entire hand and all your fingers and thumbs full of space, can you also imagine the space around them, between the fingers and thumbs, all the way to your wrist? And can you imagine that sense of space and volume traveling all the way up your forearms to your elbows as though you were a balloon filling with space? Can you imagine that space filling also your upper arms, your shoulders, your shoulder blades, all across your upper back, connecting your arms, upper arms, forearms, hands, fingers, and thumb, full of space? And can you imagine the space in your neck? Your neck full of space, the entire three-dimensional volume of your neck full of space. Can you imagine the distance between your eyes? Not a measurement, an imagination of the distance between your eyes. Can you also imagine the distance between your ears? As you imagine the distance between your eyes and the space in your neck, upper back, shoulders, upper arms, lower arms, hands, fingers, and thumb. Can you imagine the volume of your skull, mouth, tongue, teeth, gums, sinuses, and the skin on your face is full of space? The entire volume of your body, from your heart up to the top of your head, down your arms to your fingers, full of space. And can you add all 10 toes? To that feeling of space, space feeling the volume, the three-dimensional volume of all 10 toes. And can you imagine the volume of your feet, ankles, and lower legs full of space, like a balloon filled with space? And now can you effortlessly Imagine that sense of space filling your thighs effortlessly. Filling your hips, your pelvis, your buttocks, every space, every volume in your pelvis full of space, every organ full of space. And how effortlessly can you imagine that space, also including the area of your lower abdomen, all the way up to your rib cage? And can you imagine your entire body full of space, the space in your lower abdomen merging with the space in your upper abdomen, so that your entire body is full of space effortlessly? Can you imagine the distance between your body full of space and the wall in front of you? Just an imagining, very effortless. And can you now also include in your imagination the distance to the wall behind you? And can you imagine the distance between you and the walls to either side of you? Can you imagine that as you are full of space in your body, that you are also connected to the space all around you, all the way out to the walls in front of you, behind you, to either side of you? And can you add to that an imagination of the distance between you and the ceiling above you? And how effortlessly can you imagine the distance between you and the floor beneath you? You are effortlessly full of space, floating in space. And can you imagine that the membrane between the space outside you and the space inside you, your skin, can you imagine it as permeable? So that the space inside you and the space outside you are the same space. Just pretend to imagine effortlessly. And can that space in your imagination expand upward beyond the room you're sitting in, up into the sky, into the atmosphere, to the very edge of the atmosphere above you and all around you? And as the space expands above you, below you, to all sides of you in a big bubble of space with no membrane, no separation between the space in your body and the space outside you. And can you notice what that space sounds like? In the same way that there is silence in which sounds arise and dissipate, in space there are experiences that arise, and when we're connected to space, can dissipate. One way to notice this is to notice the space between sounds. Between a heartbeat and the next heartbeat, there's silence or space. Between sounds, there's silence. Sometimes in this spacious silence, we can almost hear our thoughts. Can you imagine a thought coming into the silence and dissipating into that silence? Can you imagine noticing the silence between thoughts? Just like you notice the silence between sounds. Just like you notice the distance between the objects in your awareness, between you and the wall next to you, between you and another person in the room. All space. Can you imagine remembering to include space in your experience? And can you imagine including silence in your experience of sound? And can you imagine that as you go about your day, seeing objects and people in your environment that you effortlessly remember to be aware of the space between them, between you and them, remembering yourself as full of space, surrounded by space. And as you start to think about opening your eyes, can you imagine maintaining effortlessly this sense of being full of space, in space, surrounded by space, floating in space, and silence? Even as the space and the silence have things in them, things that you can notice distance between, space around them, silence around them. Can you imagine that every sound, every visual perception is a reminder to also pay attention to the space and silence that surround them? And as you open your eyes, just a little, letting just a little light in, lightening your eyelids just a little. It's so tempting to narrowly focus on what we see. Can you imagine, even as your eyes open a little, that you stay aware of the space and the silence inside you and around you? This is effortless as you allow your eyelids to lighten just a little bit more, letting a little more light in through your eyelashes. Can you imagine effortlessly being connected to the space inside you and the space around you? And as you go through your day, can you imagine remembering to connect to space and to silence? And as you open your eyes fully, can you imagine sitting in the silence, in the space, full of silence, full of space?